You know, I love the Saints. I do. And I was sick to my stomach last night watching this last night. And at one point, and I heard the disgust in Deuce's voice as he was calling a game, saying that, you know, we look like the Keystone Cops out there. And the penalty called it back when Spencer Rattler rolls out, runs into his own offensive lineman, and drops a ball. And honestly, as Mike Dettillier joins, a stub WL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk, that really did remind me of the football follies and the lean days. You know what I'm saying? Did you have a flashback to that? Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you have a flashback to that when you saw that? That play, that one play just kind of kicked you in the gut like it was, among many, I'm just saying, that one play in particular made me go back to the really, really bad days where they just couldn't get out of their own way. I know injuries have a big part of that. We'll talk about this, but last night, and again, I love the Saints, but you can't say anything. But it was kind of humiliating last night. It was not good.
It's bad and it's boring.
Yeah.
And you're in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. Ain't gonna be any more Thursday night games for a while.
That's the other thing I thought of. Next season is gonna be nothing but noon games. That's one good thing for those guys to get up early.
You ain't got to worry about that. Tommy, it sort of played out kind of like I thought it would. And to be honest with you, it could have been worse. The only thing that held this back from being a really even worse defeat was Bo Nix.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
five
absolutely.
Five times. He's got open, and I'm talking about wide open
two
receivers downfield.
Two
and
of them.
And he missed it.
Missed them both. Throws it in between them. How do you do that?
No, that's a goodie. Because now you got two receivers open on and basically running the same pattern, one just a little deeper than the other, and he threw it in between both of them. And then he hangs up a lollipop throw right into the hands of Tyrann Mathieu.
It
was almost like a helium shot, just up in the air, and then Tyrann drops it. So you are in the entertainment business. And it was bad, it was boring, and I've seen this before, but it's been many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went through a long time
mm-hmm.
without seeing a lot of bad and boring football,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you got right now.
And you know I'm talking about, that play where Spencer Rattler ran into the offensive lineman, right, and fumbled the ball. That was
yeah.
like, oh, Lord.
I mean,
no.
Again, You understand there are circumstances and everything. Everybody deals with injuries and those things happen. But this team has no fire, absolutely no fire to play in that type of environment when you would think you could get up for this game. And yet there was nothing.
I know the Saints listen, and I love the Saints. I want the community to support the Saints, but I'd sound like a damn fool if I sat up here and made it seem as though last night was a Herculean effort, and that they fought hard and that, you know, they up until the bitter end, because I don't think you can really say that. I don't think you can really say that the Saints ever were really in this game. Do you ever get the feeling the Saints are going to win at all or even
no.
have a chance to win?
No. Anyway. Absolutely not. And listen, as a team, you got to stick up for your guys, and I understand that, a particular part of it. But, there are deeper issues on this football team than injuries right now, because you got to question a little bit about kind of what is the makeup of this team and who is trying in that locker room to get everybody focused and ready to play a game. And even how they handled the end of the second quarter into halftime, they calling timeouts.
To kneel
and
down.
Then you call the timeout to take a knee.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the game, you know, Coach Allen says, well, I'm not the one who called the timeout. Well, who is? Okay, only
who's calling it?
The timeout
Did
then?
He
who's
say?
Making that decision?
I had to go to bed. Did he say who called it?
What's that?
Did he say who called it? I had to go to bed. I didn't hear any of that.
No, he didn't say. He said, but I didn't call it. But, okay, so who did at this stage? Tommy, that ain't good.
No.
When you're questioning on that particular part.
You just got the idea, the feeling that there was not a lot of focus. And then with all of the injuries, I know we've been hit hard by the injury bug. You just got to wonder, and again, I can't question anybody's toughness. I can't question what happens to people, who's hurt, who's not. But you got to wonder if, given the situation, some business decisions aren't being made, don't you?
Well, every day it's a business decision for some. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, do you want to put out bad tape, or you decide, you know, hey, maybe I'll just wait this out a little bit.
Rodney Dangerfield and Caddyshack. Oh, my arm, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so it's it wasn't good. It's not going to be good for a while. And you see that there's a lot of underlying issues with this football team that's not right.
You know, one thing I think that epitomizes a lot of the situation is Alvin Kamara was playing like a man possessed, on fire early on. And I'm not saying he's not now, but he had 7 carries last night for 10 yards, a 1.4 average. And if they keep playing him like that, they're going to get him killed.
Well, a good example was late in the second quarter. He threw a little pass out the flat. Man, he took a shot. Mm-hmm. And then, bang, you call timeout to take a knee.
Yeah.
And people, he seemed to be upset. Well, wouldn't you be upset?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you threw a little 3-yard pass downfield. Man, some of this is just head-scratching of what are you doing at this stage? Just run the clock out if that's the mindset. If you're just going to kind of dink and dunk it with just a few seconds left, man, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But, again, man, it's a far cry, because it almost seems like 2 seasons where you had, you know, the first 2 games, everything went right, everything. And you steamrolled over teams. And then you had a little reality check. You played 2 good games defensively against the Eagles and the Falcons. The Falcons, you didn't give up a defensive touchdown. Against the Eagles, man, you kind of had them where you wanted them, and you let it get away. And then the last 3 games, it has completely come apart. And, man, that almost seems like 2 seasons you're watching, and yet we haven't even got to the midway point.
That's what I was going to say. We played 7 games, and they play 17, which means you got 10 left to play. You can't quit. I hope you don't quit. So how do you – what do you – we'll take a break, pick it up. We come back, 6:21, talking to Mike Dottiglia, and I love the Saints. I really do. We're the partners of the Saints. We love carrying the games. We love being in business with them. But you can't, you know, you'd sound silly to try to defend last night's effort. Other than the injuries, and I know, you know, I follow the team, as you do, very closely, and I had to look up to see who the guy playing guard was. What's his name? Kyle Hurkle. I wasn't quite familiar with Kyle Hurkle. I had to figure out who he is. He's an undrafted free agent, and it's hard when, you know, he's a starting offensive lineman because of injuries, and you can expect trouble. Plus, if Spencer Rattler was better than Derek Carr, he would have been starting from the beginning, which he's not. And I don't know what you do now with Spencer Rattler and Jay Kaner. I don't know. 6:22 traffic now, WWL. 6:26 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dottiglia, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, you know, we get the text. This one from 0906 says, "You're a moron, and we aren't starting Rattler because we didn't spend $150 million for him to sit on the bench." If you think that Spencer Rattler is ready to play now, more so than Derek Carr, I would ask, who really is the moron? You could see that last night, and you could see that in the last couple of games, wouldn't you think, Mike?
Yeah. Now, it's given Spencer an opportunity to get some experience in a real game. But, I mean, this is Derek Carr's team. You might not like it, but when he's going to be healthy – he's the starter again.
I'm just saying, in terms of reading defenses, going through progressions, everything else, Derek Carr is not Drew Brees, nor, Lamar Jackson, whomever, pick a quarterback, but he's certainly better than Spencer Rattler at this point.
At this stage, yes, no question about it. And, again, when he's going to become healthy, he is going to be back in the lineup. Now, I don't think that'll be against the Chargers. And, you know, I'm just going by what we had Dr. Elias on a couple of days ago on Sports Talk, and I questioned him about it, and he said practicing is part of the process, but he still thinks this is basically a four-week injury. Mm-hmm. And so that would mean him not being there for the Charger game. But when Carr's going to be healthy, he's going to be right back in there as your starting quarterback. It did give Rattler that opportunity to play in a real NFL game, in games, I should say. But it's going to be Carr back again. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear it because they love the second-string quarterback or the third-string quarterback. But the reality is Derek Carr is going to be back when he's healthy.
I don't know that Spencer Rattler's shown me anything to replace Derek Carr. Has he shown you anything?
At times he does, and at other times I can't blame him because he got no time to throw the football. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, Tommy, you got no running game. Nope. Zilch, nothing. Bo Nix is who he is at this stage. He's a young quarterback kind of going through the growing pains of the NFL. But one thing he had last night for him, he had a running game. And he was a big part of the running game. And we talked about this yesterday. What people underrate about Nix is that he can move. Mm-hmm. You know, he can get around the pocket and he can take off and run. It does shade some of his passing deficiencies at the NFL level, but they had a running game last night for the Broncos. Saints, we haven't seen a running game since Eric McCoy went down in the third game of the season against the Eagles.
The whole quarterback.
That's the last time you saw it.
And a quarterback thing's a red herring as well, because if you think that's the problem with the team, then you...
No, you got bigger issues.
You do. And we'll pick it up when we come back, but it just seems like in addition to all of the injuries, you talk about the Honey Badger, you know, he's got a chance to make a pick, drops it. Whenever anybody's got a chance to make a play, they don't, and that's part of the problem, too. We'll pick it up, Mike Dettelier, when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. All right, 6:45, quarter till 7, the morning after the night before, Saints humiliated by the Broncos. I don't know how else you can say it. And, Mike, one thing that's troubling is that the Broncos are not going to the Super Bowl this year.
No, they'd be looking to make the playoffs, mm-hmm. To be honest with you. Now, I will give them this. Their defense is legit, front seven, and they were playing without their best defensive player last night in Patrick Surtain. So, but offense, come on, you're going to see this all season long. They had trouble running the football against every team other than the Saints. And again, you're going through the growing pains of a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix. They ain't going too far, put it to you that way.
So, you know, sometimes announcers say things on TV because they get paid to say things. Richard Sherman, I didn't see the halftime show, but apparently says that the players are playing like they want to get their coach fired. Dennis Allen addressed that in a press conference, said he doesn't agree with him. As we've talked about before, you know, these performances are on tape, so I don't know if they want to put bad tape out there, and then they explain later. Well, the idea was to get Dennis Allen fired, which I don't really know if you want to – you want that – you know, it's like, well, why did you mess up your last job? Well, I want to get my coach fired. Oh, well, I'll bring you on the team then. That's exactly what I did. I don't know. You've seen this happen with NFL teams before. What has been behind it when this has happened before to NFL teams? Again, given the injuries, I'm not discounting that at all. And how do you turn this around? We got, you know, we're only 7 games into this thing. You got 10 games left to go.
Yeah. The Richard Sherman comment, I think, comes, you know, players talk to other players and former players. I think somebody on the team sort of whispered that into Richard Sherman's ear about maybe they didn't like certain things that they're seeing out in the football field, locker room, because we don't see that. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not in that locker room. You don't see that environment. All you see is the product out on the field, which isn't good at this stage. For Sherman to make that comment, someone on the Saints team told him something. And so he piggybacked off of that and made that comment at halftime.
But it still reflects on a player, right? Doesn't it, the way they're playing?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And, again, this is a sort of a situation where people say, well, players quit. okay, you got to be real careful about saying that, because if you out on the field and you don't play well, everybody's watching you. And coaches, GMs across the NFL will say, well, wait a minute. In a tough spot, I saw you didn't really give a lot of effort. Why should I have you on my team? So that's where it's a little different maybe in jobs that people don't see you work the entire time. In pro football, basketball, baseball, whatever profession you in, sports-wise, they're seeing every second of you play.
But I don't think it's that much different than a guy that owns a grocery store going to another grocery store and the checkout clerk is just horrible. And it's, and the guy says, well, why are you acting this way? It's like, well, actually, I don't like the manager and I'm trying to get him fired. Well, is the guy, are you going to hire that person to work for you? No.
Exactly.
Of course
so,
not.
That's why I've never bought that, and I've been doing this close to 40 years. I'm just telling you, if you pull that stunt, you're not going to be in this business for too long as a player. And once you're getting paid, you know, Hebert got the best line for it. The real world sucks when you get out there in comparison to what, you know, the normal individual is making. So you're going to do what you can to keep this profession going for you for as long as you can, because you retire as a young man. Because most guys, you know, it's either in their 20s or into their 30s, and they're gone from the NFL. Every once in a while, you get somebody that lasts a little longer than others, but, man, it's a real short ride. And so be prepared for it. And that's why you got 10 games left. You got to prepare as though, okay, you sort of undefeated. You got to prepare and be focused like that. Because this is a self-motivating business. Okay, that coach might give you a rah-rah, tis-boom-bah speech, but it's up to you, the individual player and the leaders, to get you ready to play. Because this is a performance-based business. That's the bottom line as far as the NFL is concerned. And so you better get yourself ready. You think the Chargers care about all your issues? Mm-hmm. They could care less.
Nope.
Because they out there to win a game. You got to have that same mindset.
Let me take a break, Mike. We'll pick it up when we come back. People are texting, you know, everybody wants to, you know, fire the GM and a coach like nobody's ever thought of that before. I don't think the Saints, right? I don't think the Saints are that kind of organization. And secondly, I don't know.
They haven't shown that in the past.
No, but. And I don't know that anybody's ever fired a coach in midseason and really done anything other than maybe placate some disgruntled fans, because it never turns into a successful run to the playoffs or anything, at least as far as I know. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, people are reacting emotionally to this. I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. And given the history of the Saints, I don't see where they make a change with Dennis Allen this season other than to placate fans. And every game sold out. They got a waiting list for season tickets. So I don't really know what good that's going to do other than placating some disgruntled fans. Thoughts, Mike?
Okay, I don't know if anybody listened to the coaches show Monday, but, you know, Bobby kind of questioned Mickey Loomis about, you know, the thought process behind five to six, seven coaches get fired every year. And he said, you know, there's a time and a place for all of that. And this time is not the time to think about that. And we got a lot of football left to play. He told you without telling you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what more, you know, you need to kind of hear about it. And you have to understand with Mickey and Mickey Loomis in the position that he's in right now, He's got some power behind the scene here because of the fact he is also involved, you know, when something's going to happen with Gail Benson, the owner, that he's going to be part of the selling process of this team. He's got immense power here. Mickey Loomis is going to leave this team when he wants to. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear all that. That you know, fire everybody, okay? But man, that's not going to happen this team.
The truth can be an inconvenient thing at times. Real quick, Mike, at 6:57, I thought I saw Spencer Rattler grab his hip last night, which made me think that he might have an oblique problem like Derek Carr did. This is all speculation, and that is why I thought Jake Haener came in. So for people that always want the next guy, I don't know what the situation is. You might get the next guy, right?
You got the next one,
yeah.
Okay? You maybe didn't like what – well, let's go to somebody else, Jake Haener. Well, you might get him this coming – well, next Sunday against the Chargers. The craziest thing I hear is people say, well, they got to sit down the veteran players and just play the young guys now. Well, what do you think they're doing? Because of the injuries, they forced to play the young guys. So you're seeing that part too.
I don't know, Mike. I guess you take a couple of days off between the I'm talking about the Saints. Maybe you take a day or two off. You know, you have a meeting, you tell everybody, get your heads together, and you come back and try to start fresh against the Chargers.
That's the only thing you can do. And, you know, kind of say, hey, listen, let's turn the page, good or bad, and try to refocus this team. You got 10 more games left to play. 10 more.
You don't want to embarrass yourselves. You don't want to embarrass each other. The nation's watching, or like it or not, the NFL nation is watching, so you better get it together. I guess that's the only way to leave this, huh?
Yeah, it's your business, and it's one of those things where you got to understand this is difficult times, and you got to act like a professional. So go out and play like one. Go out and play like a professional player.
Y'all think that I'm taking up for the Saints or Mike's taking up for the Saints. He's not. We're just, as Howard Cosell used to say, telling you like it is and what the situation is. You can like it, you can not like it, but that's the situation. Thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, brother.
You bet. Mike Dettelier, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Again, looking at it not emotionally, but just from the business standpoint, I don't think you're going to see a change. Could be wrong. Nobody knows, but I don't think so. When we come back, we'll talk to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll look ahead to the LSU-Arkansas game. Then after that, we'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Tough night last night, but we'll get through it. Nice weather weekend at least coming up. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.